Igniting Hope Ministries welcomes you. Prepare yourself to listen to a message that will spark hope and renew your mind.
Hi, Steve Backlund here. Thank you for listening to this podcast entitled Clean Out the Pipes. We all want people to respond positively to the truths that we release, to the things that we say. And I want to give you a reason today why sometimes we can say the right thing. And it's a great word. It's a truth. But it's not always received. I've been in counseling situations and, you know, maybe a husband and wife aren't getting along, and one of them reacted negatively to the other, and the one says, but all I said was, and then we ask, well, how did you say it? What was the tone that you had? What was the attitude that you had? It's like drinking good water out of bad pipes. You know, it can be the greatest water in the world, but if it comes out of bad pipes, when we drink it, we will go, it just doesn't taste good. Well, it's the same thing of truth coming out of our spirits. And when we have bad spiritual pipes, sometimes Wendy and I will jokingly say to each other, maybe it's not so jokingly, when one of us says something, but we sense there's an attitude behind it, we'll say, I think you might have a pipe issue. Now, I believe that the key to having good spiritual pipes so that when truth comes out of us, it doesn't have things attached to it that people will say, yeah, I know that's truth, but that just doesn't taste very good. And I believe here, I'm going to give you a key. Here's the key. It's the key of laughter. Laughter literally cleans out our pipes. I like to say this, to laugh, you have to let go of something. To laugh, you have to let go of something. Wendy and I, we've been married at the time of this recording 38 years. And we love each other, we're best friends, but we still don't always agree with each other. And when we're not agreeing, especially when I think she's wrong, I'm not laughing. Because if I laugh, she'll think things are okay. But when I do laugh, how many of you know I've let go of that thing? I've let go of whatever that thing was, and I'm able to have a healthy relationship with her with healthy attitudes towards her. Now, Proverbs 17, it says, a merry heart is good like medicine. And so laughter is a medicine. For a healthy soul and healthy body, laughter is a key ingredient for that to happen. Now, here's some truths. You can't laugh and stay frustrated. You can't laugh and maintain a critical spirit. You can't laugh and have an unworthiness. You can't laugh and have a victim mentality. You can't laugh and maintain performance works-based Christianity. Not really laugh. You may laugh, you know, occasionally, but to really laugh. You can't laugh and remain bitter, victimhoods, or whatever. So once we laugh, we start letting go of those things, which ultimately cleans out our pipes. And then it makes truth come out of us. In the book, Let's Just Laugh at That, we laugh at lies. We use the power of laughter to break off the power of lie. And one of the lies we have in there is that you can't trust the perspective of any Christian who laughs a lot. And I used to believe that. And I do believe this, that maybe the opposite is true. Maybe we shouldn't trust the perspective of any Christian who doesn't laugh a lot. Maybe we shouldn't. That's something really to think about. But as leaders, as influencers, and as we, even in our interpersonal relationships with family, others, I say this, once we laugh, we let go of those things. Our pipes get clean, and once our pipes get clean, the truth that comes out of us, it comes out in greater form, greater health. People respond, we'll have a tendency to respond more positively to that. So as we close today, let's just laugh and let go of some things. And our pipes will get clean and we'll be a blessing to others. Thank you so much for listening to this.
We hope that you have been blessed by this message. For more resources, you can visit our website at ignitinghope.com.